Praise the Lord and blessings upon each of your lives tonight. I believe God more now than ever before. I trust that the Lord has been keeping, that the Lord has yet been preserving you. Tonight's going to be a very powerful prophetic prayer partnership as we're going to be going back into the sacredness of our words, really speaking and uniting in on the things that we say out of our mouths, but not just what we say, but also what we receive. So I think that it is very important for you to lock in. I don't know what you're doing at this moment, but I pray that you are ready to lock into this call tonight as I begin to impart into your spirit just before interceding with and for you. Let me preface tonight's discussion by stating how excited I am to have you as a recurring prayer partner. I know that sometimes the schedule that I have with my ministry sometimes conflicts with our prophetic prayer partnership Monday night calls. But if I am not doing anything ministerially, trust me, we are connected to this call. So I would that you would bear with me, as sometimes my travels will cause me to have to miss our Monday night sessions. But whenever I am grounded and wherever I am in the world and I'm grounded, believe me, we are connecting on our Monday night prophetic prayer partnerships. Since the Lord gave me this Monday night call a few years back, we have not neglected to connect with our prayer partners every Monday night. So I'm very excited to have you back in. I'm very excited to have you back on. And I trust that God is going to bless your spirit tonight like you would not believe. Well, let's get back into it. Here is our impartation for tonight. The sacredness of words, being mindful of what it is that we say, but also being mindful of what it is that we receive. Now, when you start talking about receptivity, you have to deal with belief, what it is that we believe. There are a lot of things that are said to us on a regular basis, but it doesn't always end up being received just because it was heard. What comes across your ear is not always what enters into your spirit. Based upon the source or based upon the intent or the motive behind what is being said depends on whether or not the individual hearing it actually receives it. Receptivity is based on belief, and you don't always believe everything you hear. At least you shouldn't. You shouldn't always believe everything you hear. Because what you believe is what you receive, and what you receive is what you accept as your reality. Whether it is a current reality or a pending reality, what you receive is what you believe, what you believe, what you receive is what you accept. So we want to talk about the sacredness of words because what I am noticing, and I know, and I really believe that I've got many of you who are on already tonight who have perhaps been noticing the same thing. The retention in the world today has no issue accepting words that are evil. It is only when we start speaking words of positivity, words of affirmation, words to confirm, words to build, that the challenge is raised. The believability, the rate of believability goes down the moment the words speak to a positive future. Sisters and brothers, are you listening to this tonight? Can you believe that our world, our society has gotten to the point where we are more apt to receive that which is wicked, which is evil, which is diabolical, which is vile, which is demonic, and which is satanic, more than we are apt to believe and receive that which is godly, that which is motivational, that which is inspirational, that which builds, that which edifies? We will reject it. We will stay in disbelief concerning that which builds us. And we'll be more accepting of the things that tear us down. That amazes me. It amazes me because words have such an effect on our lives. Words have such an effect on our lives that whatever it is we are accepting as truth in our spirit becomes the reality, becomes the norm that we live. So if things are being said to tear you down, ultimately, it starts affecting your state of emotion. It starts affecting your mentality. It starts affecting your physicality. It affects your relationality. It affects so many areas of your life. And I'm just here to share with you that if the negative has such an effect on you, what do you think the positive would do if it were just received? If it were just believed. I want you to understand that the enemy has our minds so warped that we cannot retain words that build. We cannot seem to believe at this point. The blinders are so on us that we cannot seem to believe and to accept that which builds us. We are more interested in the things that tear us down. Who's talking negatively about us? Who's saying the derogative concerning us? Who disparages our name and our reputation? Who slanders? Who spreads the gossip? We are more invested in that than we are in who's speaking words of life over us, who's covering us in prayer, who is releasing prophetic utterances over us. We seem more disinterested in the things that's going to lead to positive outcome than we are the things that lead to our toxic cycles. I want you to know that the things that are negative have one mission in mind, and that is to accomplish its motivation. It is motivated to destroy. It is motivated to uproot. It is motivated to deteriorate. It is motivated to decapitate. It is motivated to distract. It is motivated to detour you. And I want you to know that we have been more accepting of these things, focused on these things. We repeat these things. We allow what we hear to be the things that we repeat. We are not speaking life. We are releasing words of gloom, words of doom, words of death. I want to declare to you that we can live on the other side of this track. We can turn and flip this around. It is time for us to start walking in the words of life. It is time for us to start accepting words of life, speaking words of life. It is time for us to start living. Living. Yes, there is an expiration to every last one of us, but we cannot be so focused on our expiration that we forget to make the best of our living. There's time that has been given to you, and the time that has been given to you should be utilized to build. Utilize to enhance, utilize to expand, utilize to increase. I'm telling you now more than ever, there is a community that is seemingly taking over the earth. It is invading and infiltrating the earth. And this is the community that believes in hexes, spells, witchcraft, curses. We give more and more and more credence and validity to those things than we do the words of life, the words that are spirit and the words that are life. I speak life over you tonight, my sister. I speak life over you tonight, my brother. I speak that you will not die, but live. I speak that there is no sickness and there is no disease that can come nigh you or that can overtake you. I speak that there is a strength in you that is rising and you will be able to fight off anything that has come to do war and battle against you. I speak that your minds are strong. I speak that you're coming into your most creative season and your most creative moment. I speak that every door closed has purpose to it. And I speak that it is only to reveal that there are doors now opening for your new season. I declare and I decree the best is yet to come. It is yet in front of you. I declare and decree that no matter how old you may be, your best days are the days that are in front of you. You are not declining, you are ascending. We declare and decree the words of life. I receive life. I speak life. Answer this question to yourself. Why is it so easy for you to accept the negative than the positive? Why is it more easier for you to speak the negative than the positive? Has the enemy betwixt your mind? Has the enemy taken over your tongue, taking over your language? Has the enemy come in like a flood to your life? Why is it so easy for you to decree and to declare the damnable than it is for you to decree and declare the healing? I want you to start reversing this thing in order. I want you to start understanding that you are a believer and you have no business dealing with hexes and curses and spells. You have no reason. You have no business delving and entertaining into the things that are damnable, the things that bring harm and the things that bring ill, the things that enhance vengefulness and the things that enhance hatred. You have no business delving into those things. The moment you start embracing one glimpse of darkness, darkness will begin to consume your life. I want to tell you, it is time for us, the believer, to be delivered from the dark place. We curse all aspects and all signs of sorcery in your life and in the lives of others who are around you. We declare that you are living in the strength of God's word. You are living in the strength of God's power. You are not cursed. You are not depleted. You are not destroyed. You are not deficient. You are not what the enemy has decreed and declared. We are declaring over your life that you are absolutely the opposite of what the enemy has said. He is a deceiver. He is a liar. What you think you cannot do, you can. What you think is not working will work. What you think has fallen apart will be mended. God is a mender. He is a mender. He is a mender of brokenness. And it is time for us to start speaking repair to the things that have been torn asunder. It is time for us to start walking. I said this yesterday in our worship service, and I encourage you to go back and view it. But it is time for us to start walking in our healing. Walking in our healing, that our healing is so much more than just a physical healing. It is a mental healing. It is an emotional healing. It is a financial healing. It is a relational healing. It's an occupational healing. It's a wholeness, sisters and brothers. God does not just want us healed, He wants us whole. Wholeness is possible for you. I used a word yesterday in our lesson from yesterday's message. And again, I encourage you to go back and view it in its entirety. But the word that I used was elasticity. Elasticity. It gives us the ability to come back into our shape even after we have been stretched. There is life beyond every trauma you have ever experienced. There is life beyond every issue you have ever gone through. In fact, the issue came to reveal to you your true worth and value, to show you how powerful and how strong you actually are. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are the strength of God's word in the earth realm. You are manifest. Invested in the earth realm to bring forth light and life. You are the creation of God Sisters and brothers, there's nothing vile or dark in you. It does not belong there. And if it is there, it is the seed of the enemy that has been planted to disrupt the vegetation and the fruitfulness that God has intended for your life. But the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. Anyone that connects to you is fortunate. Anyone who connects to you is blessed. Anyone who connects to you has met an asset. I need you to understand that you are not a liability. You are nobody's mistake. You are nobody's replacement. You are nobody's secondhand. You are no one's hand-me-down. You are first choice. You are intentional. You are no one's accident. Stand flat. Put it in the strength and in the authority that God has put you in the earth. You are to function and to operate in the strength of your calling and in the strength of your gifting. You, my sister, you, my brother, the moment you show up, you carry a presence, a favorable presence, my God, that intimidates anything that is dark. The moment you enter the room, you intimidate anything that is dark. That's why the darts are being thrown against you. But aren't you glad to know that there is a wall of defense against every dart, every fiery dart of darkness that wants to come and put out your light? Speak life around your home. Speak life to your family. Speak life in your vehicle. Speak life during time of transport. Speak life while you're on your job. Speak life to your career. Speak life to educational pursuits. Speak life. Speak life to diagnosis and prognosis. Speak life. Deal in the life. Speak life. I know things look grim. I know things seem impossible. I know it looks like things are never going to work out. Things are never going to come together. But I want you to speak life, life, life to your blood, life to your cells, life, life, life. Surround yourself by life. It's an amazing thing because most people, and we're getting ready to pray, but my God, this impartation is hitting us tonight. Most people who believe in holistic healing methods, they surround themselves with nature. They surround themselves with nature, plantation, and they go out and they surround themselves with nature and they draw strength from life. My God, what a powerful concept that you can actually draw strength where there is life. That's why people in our community are literally disappearing. They're disappearing right before our eyes. They're deteriorating. They're fading away because we don't have enough life around us. No one's speaking life. Our words are filled with doubt. Our words are filled with fear. Our words are filled, praise the name of the Lord, with all kinds of negativity. We're sowing seeds. We're not only sowing the seeds of negativity, we're watering them. We are more protective of the words of negativity than we are the words of positivity. Do you believe that you can speak someone back up? I know you know that you can talk someone down. I know that you know that part, but do you know that the same words that has been used to speak someone down, you can shift your words and speak someone back up? Do you not understand the sacredness and the power that is in your mouth? Sisters and brothers, the same tool can be used as a weapon in the possession of the wrong individual. So what I'm saying to you tonight is, as your tongue is a tool to build, it is also a weapon to kill. The scripture calls it an unruly member. If you don't control what you're saying out of your mouth, you'll never be able to control the results you're getting in your life. You gotta be able to control what's being said out of your mouth. I'm not saying that. I'm not repeating that. I'm not doing that. Praise the name of our God. I am speaking life. I believe that this circumstance is going to be different. This circumstance is going to be different. They came to Jesus and they said to Jesus, they said, Jesus, your friend Lazarus, whom you love, is dying. And Jesus did not go. And the disciples were confused at why Jesus did not move immediately to rush to the rescue of Lazarus. And you know what Jesus said? And I need you to hear me. Jesus said something so powerful, sisters and brothers. Jesus said, "This sickness." Hallelujah. He said, "This sickness is not unto death." He says, "But so that God would be glorified." Don't you worry about what's going on. This is not unto death. This is not unto death. And so we release, we speak. We speak life. I speak life to every individual who is dealing with some level of sickness, some level of disease. I speak life. I believe in the power of healing. Do you? Can somebody on this line help me, whether you're on the conference line or whether you're on the Zoom platform? Can you help me? Do you believe? Do you believe in the power of healing? Do you believe that God heals? I know what doctors say. I know what has been prescribed. I know what they're anticipating and what they're predicting. And I understand that. And I give great credence to those who study and go through, amen, all of the processes that lead them into their fields. I respect them highly, but I have a greater one. I have a greater one that if he says live, I don't care what they've seen. I don't care what treatments they have prescribed. I don't care what medications I've been on. If he says live, one word from God can shift this whole thing. We need believers who are speaking more the word of the Lord than we are medical reports. He's the greater one, and he's living on the inside of us. Greater is he who lives within us than he that lives in the world. Why are you repeating the things that damn us, that doom us, that bury us, that kill us? Why are you repeating those things? The word of life should be in your mouth. The will of the Lord should be a part of your language. Start talking. Talk the God language. Talk what God wants you to do and what God wants you to say and what he said we can have. He said that healing was the children's bread. Lay hands without doubt. Lay hands without fear. Lay hands and believe. We got to go back to believing. We got to go back to believing. I believe. And yes, sisters and brothers, listen, the Bible talks about how we cannot receive the reward until we first believe. You know, we want the rewards, the benefits of God, but we don't even believe. It starts with belief. It starts with what you receive and what you accept. So we denounce every curse, any hex, any spell, we denounce it. We renounce it. It has no power. It has no authority. Not over your life, not over the life. No, your health is getting ready to take a rapid turn for the better. We don't accept that. We don't accept that you're going down. We don't accept that. We don't accept that there is failure in you or failure in your bloodline. We don't accept that. What do we accept, Bishop? We accept the word of the Lord. I accept the will of the Lord. I accept the prophetic utterance. I don't accept premonitions. I don't accept psychic readings. I don't accept palm readers, tarot card readers. I don't accept divination, soothsaying. I don't accept that. I accept the word of the Lord and the word of the Lord only. His word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my pathway. Are you getting this impartation tonight? Are you receiving this tonight? Please forgive me. I didn't mean to go on as long as I did with this impartation, but this thing is settling in my spirit because every single day, and I need you to hear me, Every single day, we are wrestling with the negative. Every single day, we are wrestling with spells and hexes and curses, and we are wrestling with this. We are wrestling with this on a daily basis, and many of us are worn down. We're fatigued. We can't even keep our eyes open. We lack energy, and that is because the words that we speak and the words that we receive are doing its job. It's draining the life out of us. But I declare in the name of the Lord Jesus, there is no give up in you. There is only get up in you. Come on and declare that with me. There is no give up in me. There is only get up in me. Come on. There is no give up in me. There is only get up in me. I want you to receive that tonight. I want you to receive that. I want you to make that a part of your regular regimen. I want you to start speaking the words that will coach you into getting up, not giving up. Get up. Don't give up. Get up. Don't give up. Get up. Don't give up. You got the strength. You got what it takes. You got the tools. Don't give up. Get up. Oh, who is God talking to tonight? My God, I felt a connection right there. I felt a connection on this line tonight. Oh my God, there is no give in. There is no give up in me. There is only get up. There are about 110 of us between the Zoom and the conference line. No give up, only get up. Don't give up, just get up. Sisters and brothers, this is the hour. This is the day. This is the moment. This is the season. So glad to pray with you tonight. So glad to impart into you tonight. Elaine Frank gives us a praise report. She says, I have been looking for a job for a while. There were so many no's and rejections. I would be on all the prayer calls on Monday nights. There were so many no's and rejections, she says, but God has blessed me with a position that required a master's degree. I have neither a master's nor bachelor's. I am forever grateful. Thank you for your constant prayers, Bishop. Well, congratulations to you, Elaine. And trust me, God's favor will take you places where man's degrees could not take you. That is the favor of the Lord. Evangelist Kimberly Tate gives a praise report, and she simply says, God has broken the yokes. And we praise God for, amen, the yokes not only being broken, but the yoke is destroyed because of the anointing. Prayer requests, I am constantly praying for you on a weekly and daily basis. Thank you, prayer partners, for submitting your prayer requests. Martin Merced, Nyasha Cooper, Michelle Jennings, Diane Harge, Shirima Abdullah, Denise Bryant Brooks, Rosalinda Archbold, Selena Fields, Patricia Prelu, Barbara Hairston, LaDonna Silvers, Johnny Stafford, Justin Mack, Rochelle Maxwell, Latoya Nugent, Cheryl Trappier, Sandra Morris, Celeste Johnson, Elaine Witherspoon, Betty Morrison, Redonya Johnson, Verna Simmons, Chanel Kelly, Christopher Walker, Latoya Hampton, Janet Durbin, Lorraine Williams, Shaquana Johnson, Arletha Bullard Amparado, Michelle Smith, Shanika Muniz, Martin Merced, praise the name of the Lord, Shelley Watson, Patricia Hill, Andre Hill, and Sean Oliphant. We are praising God for your deliverance. And every person who is connected to this line, trust in the Lord. Let's pray together. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, hallelujah, we thank you. We love your name, Lord. We praise you. We give you glory. We acknowledge you as the giver of light, life, and strength. We acknowledge you as the one in whom we live, move, and have our being. We acknowledge you as our Lord, our Savior, our Father, our God. We acknowledge you as the one, oh God, who gives direction and the one who gives instruction. Thank you, Father. Thank you for keeping us and thank you for watching over us. Thank you for protecting us and thank you for keeping your hedge of glory and the firewall around us. We give you praise tonight. Father, every individual who is underneath the sound of my voice, be it on the conference line or the Zoom platform, Father, we are lifting them up now. Our prayer partnership is very strong tonight, very strong. And each and every week that we come before you, even when we're not connected on the line, we are connected in the spirit. We are coming before you, God, asking, oh God, that you show us the way. Show us the way to shift our dialect. Show us the way to shift our language. Father, take and remove words of negativity and recklessness out of our mouths. Teach us, oh God, how to use our words to edify, how to use our words to build, how to use our words to strengthen, how to use our words, oh God, to release life. I thank you that even now, God, you are causing us to become vessels, conduits, conduits by which others may find deliverance and may find healing and may find confirmation and may find affirmation. Father, I believe that you are able to transform the lives of those who are in our circumference, those who we come into contact with. Father, I thank you that even regular conversation will turn into revival meetings. I pray, oh God, that this is not just a move of your spirit reserved for a church facility, but anywhere we go, that while we as believers are walking the earth, you, oh God, are strengthening, you, oh God, are elevating, you, oh God, are bringing into a positive outcome. We thank you. We declare your goodness. We declare your love. We declare your peace. We declare your power. Father, rid us of the things that causes us to become worried. Rid us of the things that causes us to become, my God, even living in despair. We rid ourselves of disparity tonight, and we declare hope, hope. We replace hopelessness with hope. We pray, oh God, that you're giving us something to look forward to. You don't have to do anything else to get our attention. Here we are saying, yes, Lord. Here we are saying we believe you. Here we are saying we trust you. Here we are, Father, at your throne, at your feet, trusting and standing and leaning upon your every word. Your promises are yea. Your promises are sure. There is no shadow of turning with you. You are our God. You are our Lord. You're everything that we need. You're everything that we will ever need. Father, help us. Help us to not succumb to the darkness of this world. My God, rid us of the toxicity that exists in society today. My God, help us to lean upon you tonight in the name of the Lord and every day hereafter. Father, we want to speak your word. We want to speak your will in the name of the Lord. Show us signs, my God, that as we speak the word, signs will follow as we speak. We thank you that even now a turnaround is occurring. A turnaround is occurring. A turnaround is occurring. We speak a turnaround in health, a turnaround in condition, a turnaround in mentality, a turnaround in vocabulary, a turnaround in the home, a turnaround, a turnaround, a turnaround. We speak it now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those who have become weary, those who have become heavy, those who have become downtrodden, my God, build them up. In the name of Jesus, send your strength, my God. Let the energy that has been depleted, let the energy that has been drained be returned unto them 100-fold. My God, give us new strength in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Give us life back. In the name of Jesus, a perspective of life, a vision of life, an appetite for life. Give us life back, life, life to our blood, life to our bodies, life to our mentalities, life to our dreams, life to our gifts, life to our talents. We speak life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We give you glory tonight. We give you honor tonight. Restore our passion tonight. Hey, my God. Passion, passion, passion.
Revive and renew passion in the name of Jesus. Let that passion be the driving force. My God, that when opposition comes and when contrary winds blow, that passion becomes the driving force, the strength that we need to endure and to persevere against every opposing force of the enemy. Help us to prevail. We know that in you we shall prevail. In you we shall overcome. In you, through you, with you. We thank you now. Hey, we give you glory now. My God, give us reasons to smile, reasons to celebrate, reasons to live. Thank you that our eyes are yet open. My God, sickness has not prevailed. Hey, Hayanamashaya. Hey, attacks and assaults have not prevailed. We're still here. And help us, oh God, to do what is necessary with our time while we are still here. Help us to receive that we may impart. Help us to receive that we may impart. Help us to receive that we may impart and spread this victory and spread this glory and spread this life. I thank you that life will return to the atmosphere. My God, that even the stench of death will be eradicated from every atmosphere as life begins to pour out of our soul, pour out of our mouths, pour out of our pores. Every area of our lives will begin to experience resuscitation, renewal, revival, refreshing, rejuvenation. Thank you for life, 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 life. Where the enemy has come, my God, to snuff out, my God, life. We release life in the name of the Lord. We declare it. We thank you. We bless you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. We accept your will. We accept your word. We thank you now, God, that even through the difficulties of life, as we are going through the variables of life, you'll give us an endurance, an ability to endure. We will survive. But not only will we survive, we will thrive. We declare that there will be a thriving in the name of the Lord Jesus, my God, a new rising, a new horizon. It is so. It is so by the power of God. We declare your glory. We declare your victory. We declare your power. We declare your word. It is in the name of Jesus Christ that we pray this prayer and we release this oil. We release this anointing on this line tonight in the name of Jesus. We say thank God and we say amen. Don't you disconnect from this call before giving God a praise. Come on, give him a praise right now. Praise him all over this call. The conference line ought to be praising. The Zoom platform ought to be praising. Everybody in this prayer partnership ought to be lifting up God right now. You praise him. Praise him with new strength. Praise him with new language. Praise him tonight in the name of the Lord. You give him glory. You give him honor. You praise him. Lift him up. Lift him up now. Lift him up for all the world to see. Lift him up for all the world to hear. Lift him up for the atmosphere to know that God is yet in you. Hope is yet in you. Yes, faith is yet alive in you, in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, it is so, it is so, it is so, it is so, it is so. My God, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Listen, before you disconnect from this call tonight, and before we let go of our partnership for tonight, we are talking about the sacredness of words. And I want you to understand, you have an obligation as a believer. Now, either you're going to be a believer or you're not. And I know it sounds a little harsh, but I need you to hear this. Either you're going to be a believer of the Lord Jesus Christ or you're not. And the reason why I say this is because when you are a believer, the Bible says these signs shall follow them that believe. There's no halfway believing. These signs shall follow them that believe. And then it goes into a list of things that will transpire. They will be able to cast out devils and they'll heal the sick. And there are so many things that will begin to happen as a result of you being a believer. Don't be a believer, but use the language of a witch. Don't be a believer, but accept the words of a warlock. No, we don't delve, we don't mix and mingle with dark magic and sorcery and witchcraft. We don't deal with that. Stop putting so much investment in the things that are spoken of devils, that you do not put enough faith in the things that are spoken of God and spoken of his prophets. Remember what the word of the Lord say: if you believe in the Lord your God, you will be established. But if you believe his prophets, you'll prosper. Not everybody who says they're a prophet is a prophet. I need you to understand that. So you've got to be able to discern who is from God. What words should I be receiving and accepting? What words do I need to turn away? What words do I need to reject? Because you do know that you have the power to reject what is not from God. You don't have to accept it. That's how Paul ends up casting out the devil from the girl who had the spirit of divination. What you're saying, I don't have to accept that. And you don't have to receive it. You don't have to let words that are spoken to you become your reality. You have a responsibility and an obligation to the word of the Lord. So before I let you go tonight, I need you to hear Bishop Nixon tonight. If this be the last night you ever hear my voice, please hear what I'm saying to you tonight. Speak life. Speak the word of the Lord. Start releasing words of life. Surround yourself with life. Do like those that believe in that holistic medicine and that holistic healing. Just they surround themselves with nature, nothing but life all around them. Amen. And I need you to hear this. That's what needs to happen with you. Why is there so much doom and gloom and death being spoken over your life? You're listening to it through the music. You're listening to it through the speeches and everything is not comedy. Everything is not comical. Everything is not healthy for your ear. Keep that stuff out of your ear and keep it out of your mouth. Learn to speak life. Be more devoted to the word of life than you are to the words of death. I promise you, there's a sacredness to words. And when you take seriously the words that you say and the words that you hear, your life will start to look different immediately. The Lord bless you. Have an amazing week. I'm talking about an outstanding week. I speak such an outstanding week over you that it blows your socks clean off your feet. I pray God blesses you this week like never before. Be happy. Be glad, and most of all, live life. God bless, and good night.